This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday.
Hey, everybody. It's hump day again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Unbelievable.
I know.
The weeks just fly. The state of our life reflects the state of our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've looked at my life and gone, I'm not real happy about some things that are going on here, and I can kind of stand back as if I'm looking at it from a distance and I'm not in it, and go, I don't like what's going on here. Well, Most of the time it's because I've got some stinking thinking.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's got to do with other people and decisions that I have made. One of those two things.
Yeah, it's true. And I love that phrase, stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from Zig Ziglar, and I used to go to church with Zig and go to some of his Bible studies. And that's one thing he'd always say, that the dilemma of men and, well, the human race is stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just focus in your heart and have God's love in you, then, you know, that's what's going to come out.
Well, we get stuck in life. We get stuck in, again, wrong decisions. We get stuck in anger, stuck in why did things go like that when I wanted them to go like this. Why did my marriage end? Why did I lose that job? Why this? Why that? And you just get to that place where if you stay there, if you hit that wall instead of turning left or turning right, then typically your life stinks because you're not moving. You're just kind of there and become a prisoner of some stinking thinking again.
That's true.
And usually, if I'm honest with myself, you know, I have to accept responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Stop blaming other people. Not blame you either, honey.
That's right. But moving along, you know, also, you know, if you have resentment in your heart, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's going to show, not just for the person that you have unforgiveness for or resentment, it'll show to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want that or not, that's just the way it is. I mean, there was a story, a true story, about heart transplants. And that, you know, this one person got a heart transplant from, in fact, a young boy got a heart transplant from like a middle-aged man whose heart was perfect. And when he woke up from surgery, the young boy said, copacetic. The boy didn't even know what copacetic was. But the man who had the heart who had passed away, that's what he always said to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so what was in his heart, you know, came out. You know what I mean? It's just wild how that happens. You know, people think that your brain, you know, is where everything comes from. It starts in your heart.
As a man thinks in his heart, or woman, so are they.
Yeah.
And it is a sign of what's going on in our heart. And that story came from our pastor's sermon. I don't know what the name of it was, and I encourage anybody to go to Gateway Church and find that sermon. It was really amazing. I'd never heard anything like it.
I
mean, there was another instance where there was a case of rape and murder.
Yeah.
And this particular person received the heart of, I forget which.
She was a young girl, probably about 20s, and this younger girl received her heart.
She received the heart of who?
The young girl, who's about 10, received the heart of like a 22-year-old girl who had been raped and murdered.
Okay. And when she came out of the surgery, she was beginning to tell details of this particular incident
the way the guy looked.
And it was unsolved.
Yeah.
The crime was unsolved. Yeah, she described the man's features
verbatim
and what he looked like. This is a 10-year-old recipient of a heart transplant of the 22-year-old girl who had passed away as the rape murder victim.
Yeah.
And so we're telling all of this to say
remember, honey, he was caught.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We're telling all this to say that the crime was solved, yeah. but it the girl did not know any of this.
Oh, I had no
She's
idea.
10 years old.
Yeah.
But it was in her heart. And, you know, this is just so mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But it just backs up scripture that says, as we think in our heart.
That's right.
So are we. So it starts in our heart.
Yeah.
It starts in our heart. And then and the Bible also talks about God examines mm-hmm. our heart and tests our thoughts, not the other way around.
That's right.
The heart is wicked above all things.
That's right.
That's in there too. And so it is crazy to
it
think.
Is.
What goes on in our heart starts, it starts there and goes, travels to our thinking.
Yeah.
And then it comes out in our actions. This is a little complicated and a little bit deep here, but if you think about it this week, it'll make sense.
Yeah, it will. And you know, God, the first place He looks at us is in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, we all make mistakes. We all stumble. We're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
But He looks at the desires of your heart. What is your desire? Is it to please Him? Hey, man, that's what He wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He knows we're going to stumble. He knows we're going to fall. That's why He sent His beautiful Son, Jesus, down here to die for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on the light side, I mean, you know, Teresa, you know, bears a lot of resentment towards my dog, Casey. And it comes out occasionally. You know, this morning, poor Casey, she's blind. She's walking around bumping into things, and Teresa got her and threw it out the window.
Okay.
I'm just joking. No, but that's just to lighten up the program a little bit. But in all honesty.
Who's laughing?
Yeah, no, well, I am.
Well, Troy just is shaking down there. Do you hear his car?
Well, he laughed. That's his way of laughing.
Something's wrong here. Something's wrong.
No, but in all honesty, the heart
is where it all starts.
Is where it all starts.
And being the judgmental humans that we are, we typically judge people by, you know, we say, well, that person drinks too much, or that person mm-hmm. is very promiscuous, or that person did this, or that person. We judge people by their actions and what we see they're doing. God judges us by our heart because He sees that. We don't. That's why it's going to be, we're going to be so amazed one day. Really.
Yeah.
And I found myself thinking, well, you know, just because I'm angry or I might feel some resentment or might be a little bit doubtful or have some fear, you know, that's no big deal. Those are big deals.
Yeah, they are.
Those are hidden. Those are hidden in my heart.
Yeah.
And that's what God sees. And so it's not a question of what's worse. It's all the same. Mm-hmm. Weaknesses, shortcomings, sins, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's all the same to Him.
That's right.
But that stuff that's hidden in our heart, whew. That's what God sees.
Yeah, it's hidden from people, but always remember, it's never hidden from God.
Yeah.
He knows. And so let us encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have unforgiveness, if you have resentment in your heart towards people or towards someone, just get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you may say, well, you know what? Yeah, it's easy for you to say. I don't even know how to do that.
Right.
Well, you know what? We do know how you can do that. And that's by giving your life to Christ. He will work with you, okay? He will work with you in this process. Once you give your life to Him, He'll show you how to open your heart, how to love, how to let this resentment go. It's the past.
Mm-hmm.
It holds you back from your future.
It does.
With Him. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or if you've walked away from Him because of some circumstance, you may have thought that God abandoned you. That's okay. But today is your day to start over and begin again.
That's right.
So let's pray. Father God, thank You, Lord, for this time together we've had with everyone on this podcast. Lord, thank You for being so evident and being here and being so present. And Lord, for those who don't know You or those who have walked away from You, I ask them to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. You tell me if I ask You for forgiveness of my sins will be forgiven because You hung on the cross. You died and rose on the third day to give me a new life. Well, Father, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And all again, right. It's Wednesday. You're the middle of the work week is over. What a great opportunity to start over again today and begin again with Christ.
Every day is a great day with Jesus. You know what I mean? And we'd love to hear if you prayed that prayer or if you have some type of prayer request. Teresa, how can they get in touch with us?
You can email us at info@livingitup.org, and we will be happy to pray for you. That's we have other people who are real generals in the faith, real prayer warriors that would be honored to pray with you. And we're excited. We love hearing from people.
That's right. We love you. And
don't forget today, the state of your life reflects the state of your thinking. And ponder that in Proverbs 23:7, as we think in our heart, so are we.
That's right. And remember, begin again while living it up.